We're focusing generally on the topic of the Machlokas Amorayim Bari Vishem of Bar Yadav, Lav Bar Yadav. First of all, then how that applies.
Today, the Mother Bari Vishem is the Daf Yomi.
Secondly, how that the Bari Vishema relates to the Machlokas Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua brought up on Daf Yibayz and Yibayz. So just to outline the sugya on Yibayz and Yibayz, so the mission is a case where you have the Baal, he comes to Basin, and the time is Pesach Pasuach. So the question is, does the Isha get a ksuba, or does she not get a ksuba? If the Bia, presumably the Bia happened before the Kiddushin, then she doesn't get the ksuba, or she gets less. Or if the Bia happened after the Kiddushin, then she would get the ksuba, because Pesach Kiddushin was a valid, there wasn't a Mekach Tov. So the Baal comes to Basin, and he doesn't know, he has no idea. But the Isha says that Mishe Restani Nanasti, and the Bia happened after the Kiddushin. The question is, do you say that the Isha is Nemenes and she gets the Tzuba, or she's not Nemenes? Rabbi Gamliel says that we believe the Isha, that the onus happened after the Kiddushin, so she gets the Tzuba. And Rabbi Yeshua says that we don't believe her, and the Baal is the Muchsuk, and we're not going to be Motzi, the Mama, and Miyado, Misafik. So the Gemara is just trying to figure out what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So the first suggestion the Gemara makes is that this Machlokas is identical to the Machlokas HaMorayim, which appears at various points, whether or not you say Bari Vishem and Bari Adif. That Rabbi Yehuda holds Bari Vishem and Bari Adif, that if in case of a halva, I look at the person and I say, you owe me $1,000, and the guy says, maybe. Could be, you're right, they're not a little fuzzy on the details, you know, maybe I borrowed the money, maybe I didn't borrow the money, so I'm not sure. So Rabbi Yehuda says, in that case, based in his motzi from the nitva and bari adav, but Rabbi Nachman holds, lav bari adav, and motzi mechaver olav haraya, oki memona bechezkas mare. So the Gemara says that's the exact parallel machlokas here in Tzuvas, in the Mishnah. That we have the case where the Isha has a Tainas Bari, says, I know that I should get the Ksuba because the onus happened after the Kiddushin. And the Baal basically has no idea, so he's a Shema. So in that case, Rabbi Gamliel holds Bari Adif. So the Isha has a Bari, so Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Moti Mamun, Moti the Ksuba because of the Isha's Tainas Bari. And Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rav Nachman lav bari adif, so the Isha doesn't have the koach to be motzi mamon just because she's a bari and the Baal is a shema. And then the Gemara basically rejects that comparison ultimately because we say at the end of the sugya, on the one hand we paskin like Rav Nachman bari v'shem alav bari adif, and at the same time we paskin like Rav Gamliel, who says that the Isha is nemenes, so it can't be that Rav Gamliel's svar is bari v'shem bari adif, because that would be a steer in Pesach. So it has to be that something else is going on here between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara has two suggestions. The first one doesn't appear in all Girsos, but the first one in our Girsa and Rashi's Girsa is that the Isha has a Migul. She's saying that there was an Ones after the Kiddushin, but she could have said that she was a Mukasetz, and she would have gotten the Ksuba also. So what's the Migo? Since the Mukas Eitz Taina would have allowed her to marry a Kohen afterwards, it doesn't possible her Lukahuna, that would have been a better Taina, that would have been a preferable Taina. Instead, she says, Mishera's Taina Nanasti, so even though either way, you know, she's avoiding, you know, the issue at hand, but now she's passeling herself the Kahuna, so she has a Migo. So maybe that's what's going on for Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, you go bust her that Migo, and she's Nemenes. Rabbi Yeshua says that you don't go buster that migo. Hinani, the Gemara says, and this everybody has, that Rabbi Gamliel is working off of a Chezkas HaGuf. That since the question is whether the Isha, the Bia, happened before the Kiddushin or after the Kiddushin. So when you look at the case, so the Isha started out as a Ksula when she was born, so she has a Chezkas HaGuf, so you would assume that the bia would happen at the last possible moment after the kiddushin. So Rav Gamliel holds that the cheskas haguf is enough to be motzi the mamon from the baal, and Rav Yeshua holds that it's not enough to be motzi the mamon from the baal. Fine, that's the maskanas sugya on Yud Beis. So the question is, according to Rav Gamliel, is the Gemara totally abandoning what it said earlier, that Rav Gamliel is also working off of the svara of Bari Vishram and Bari Adif, or is the svara of, and just all you need is a cheskas aguf, or is the svara of cheskas aguf only work b'tzirif, the fact that the isha is a bari and the baal is a shema? So the pasha pshat of the Gemara on daf tezayin amid aleph, so the Gemara just says that towards the top, that Adkan lo kol Rav Gamliel hasan ela b'bari v'shema. Rav Gamliel's whole svara that the cheskas aguf works is only for a case of bari v'shema. V'hacha, in the case here on Tezayin, b'bari v'bari lo amar. But in the case where it's equal, it's bari v'bari, then Rav Gamliel's cheskas aguf is not going to be enough to be maman miyad the baal. Fine, so that's just the outline of the sugya. So just to focus on the general machlokas, independent of Rav Gamliel, but Bari Vashem and Bari Adif. So, Lechora, the critical question, one of the critical questions in the sugya is that we have a Kal Gadol Bedin, that Hamotzi Mechaveir Olav Haraya, which generally we take to mean that you have, in order to be Motzi Miyad Muchzak, according to many, means that you have to have Eidos. So, what kind of a shita is it to say that because you have a bari v'shem, you're going to be motzi miyad? You don't. According to many rishonim, we say a migol lahotzi lo amrina and ein alchun mo menachar arov. What kind of a birur is bari v'shema that would allow Beis Din to be motzi mama miyad a muksak? So that's the starting point, I think, over here. So I think that a Pesach, for you know what the lumdus is, I think you find in Alakar and Tosfos on Yud Beis and Beis, Dibur Maskel Rapuna, where Tosfos is basically asking a question that you have a stira. Where there's a stira, a sugyas between in Ksubas is clear that the man d'armah holds bar v'shem and bar yadiv is shitas Rav Yehuda, but in Bava Kama the Gemara to Brisa, Zekal Gadol Badina Motzi Michaveiro Olav Haraya. And the Gemara asks, so what's the Gemara trying to convey with that expression that Zeh Kal Gadol Badin? So Rabbi Yehuda comes and says, comes to tell you that even in a case of Bari B'Shema, then we're still going to be, then you still can't be Motzi Miyad and Muchzak, and you say Motzi Michaveir Olav Haraya. So Tosfos asks, but Rabbi Yehuda is the man d'amar here who holds Bari B'Shema Bari Adif. So how can you, Rabbi Yehuda, be the one in Bava Kama to say Bari B'Shema Olav Bari Adif? It's not a steer in Sugi, it's a steer within Rabbi Yehuda himself. So this is where Tosfos drops their yesod, that really the two cases are very different, that you have to distinguish between a bari tov and a bari garua, and a shema tov and a shema garua. That Rav Yehuda only says bari v'shema bari adif if the bari is a bari tov and the shema is a shema garua. What's an example of bari tov and shema garua? So this case of halva, I walk up to somebody and I say, you owe me $100. So I know that if I'm lying that he's going to call me on it, because chances are that he knows whether or not he borrowed money from me. So that's a bari tov, because I'm putting myself on the line. And shema garua is when the guy responds, you know, it could be I borrowed the money, it could be I didn't borrow the money, I'm a little bit fuzzy on the details. So okay, so you don't know, but you should know if you borrowed money from somebody, if you borrowed $100 from somebody. And the fact, if anything, the fact that you're expressing doubt about it, that you're not sure, that raises doubts about, you know, maybe he's trying to pull a fast one on us, and that gives credence to the Tainus Bari. So Tosfos says, only there does Rav Yehuda say that Bari V'Shem and Bari Adif. But the case in Bava Kama, the case is that we know Ashur was Nogeach Apara, fine, but after the Negicho, you find that the Uber that was once contained in the Para was is now Munach Betzida, and it died. So the question is, did the Shor, was the Shor Nogeach the Para before the Uber was born, in which case the Mazik would have to pay the Nizak with Uber also? Or was the Uber born before the Negicha, in which case there's nothing, the Mazik has nothing to do with the Vlad. So in that case, the Nizak says, Borile, I know for sure that the Shor was Nogeach, the Paro, before the Vlad was born. You owe me for the Bar and you owe me for the Vlad. So that's a Bari Garua, because what does the Mazik say? Just a second, sorry. The Mazik says, look, I don't know. I wasn't there. No, what can I say? It could be that you're right, could be you're wrong. That's a Bari Garua, because the Nizak knows that the Mazik has no idea what happened, and he's not going to call him on anything. He can basically say whatever he wants. And the Mazik is a Bari Tov, because a Shema Tov, because he you don't necessarily expect him to know about something that he wasn't present for. So in that case, the Inuch and Rav Yehuda wouldn't say what he says. So here, according to Tosos, you have a little bit of an Umdana, or Mucha Milsa, I think Tosos Lashon and Bavakam is Mucha Milsa, that the Bari is correct. So we see that there's some level of bira, but still, we're not finished answering the question as to how it is you can be motzi mamon.
The level of bira here is some of the shema garua.
This question could be b'tira, both things, or I think it could be different. Those
I think shema garua meaning the point being that we suspect that he's lying. And
yeah, that's what Tosos says about shema. Yeah,
but then.
But the way he phrases it, that leads us to say that the Bari has... he says both. He says the Bari is a Bari Tov and the Shem Shem Garua. So it sounds like you need both factors.
And both of these... I mean, he's a full Machzak. The Shem Garua is like... So what are we talking about? Like a kind of a robe sort of thing? What?
It's like an Umdana or some sort. I'm not sure exactly, but...
It's a race in the Machzak. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll come to that. Here, hold off. I think it might become clearer as we go. Even if you take this svara of Tosfos, it's not so clear why you should be able to be motzi, because you have to say that it's, I guess, more powerful than amigo, is more powerful than a rove, but lechora is not the case. So why should this umdina or holkacha be enough to be motzi mamon from the muksak? That's number one. Number two. There are other, according to other Rishonim, and according to Tosos himself in Second Deya, Rabbi Yehuda, they have a different way of explaining the Gemara Bava Kama, and we apply Bari B'Shem Bari Adif even if it's not a Bari Tov, even if it's a Bari Garua. So according to that, basically we don't have Tosos Far, because it applies across the board. Either way, no matter what, we say Bari B'Shem Bari Adif. So Silhadra Kushila Dukta, what's the beer and in the bari, and why is it that it should be sufficient to emotzi miyad amuksa? So I think the first step is that you can say, and Rav Moshe develops this in more detail, that it could be that the taina shema of the muksak is a reyusa in the chazaka. Then in order to have the full-fledged cheskas mamon, you have to relate to the mamon bevados. You have to have a tainus vadai, and there is a hint to this in Tosfos. I think Moshe himself points out on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, just to read one or two lines. The case there is a little bit different, but I'm not going to get into it now. I'll just read it. V'nira l'riva, the davka hacha shemachzik atzmo mesupak bepara ve'in lo shum taino brura. You have a cheskas command delesa. Who does lina basar chazaka demarakama? So the case there again is a little bit different, but the idea which emerges is that in order to establish the muksakos, or in order to maintain the muksakos, you have to have a tainas vadai. The tainas shema would serve as a reusa, bringing the chazaka down a notch. So that's the first step. But yitachin, this is just, I think it's still. Could be a likely possibility that even if you don't have the full-fledged cheskas mamon, but it doesn't mean that you don't have any chazaka at all. It could be that you still have a chazaka de meikara or a cheskas marakama on the mamon, something of that sort.
Are you limiting this to Kosis's shema garua and bari tov, or do you want to say it's also for the regular
bari? Eventually, I'm going to say it for both. Yeah, but you have to answer a couple more questions in order to say it for both, but. So if you say that the Tain Neshama is a Reus in the Chazaka, so fine, you don't have the full-fledged Cheskas Mamon, but you still have the Cheskas Marakama or the Cheskas Tamikara or whatever it is. Once you take it down a notch, so then you allow, there's more room for Beirurin to take effect, to Motzi Mamon. I think that the Shmaisa, maybe others, point out that we have Klalim when it comes to Cheskas Mamon, that Bigul Hotzi Lo Amrinan, Ein Hochul Mamon Achar Arov, but that only applies if it's a full Cheskas Mamon. But if all you're dealing with is a Cheskas Marakama or something lower than that, then it could be those Beirurim actually work. So by doing, by limiting, by taking the chazaka down a notch, you're opening the window for other birurim to take effect. So according to, say, Rav Nachman, afal pichin, the tainus bari is not enough to be motzi mamon, even though you take down the chazaka to a chazaka demikar, a cheskas marakam. But according to Rav Yehuda, the tainus bari is enough to be motzi mamon. So you still have to explain that, fine, so you lowered the chazaka down a notch. So what is it about the Tainus Bari which allows you motzi? You still have to be something there in order to be motzi from, even if it's Cheskas Marakam, there has to be something there. So what is there on the part of the Tomein Bari that allows him to be motzi mamon? So if you say like the Tosfos that you're only dealing with the Bari Tov and the Shem Ugarua, so there's some Hokacha that is working in your favor, maybe it's akin to a Migo or something like that, which you can say will be motzi mamon. But if you don't say like the first day in Tosfos, you say like the other Rishonim that Bari Vashem Bari Adif, according to Rav Yehuda, applies even of Bari Garua, so then what is it about a Tainas Bada that allows you to be Motzi? So I think.
Just getting back to. So for Tosfos, do you think that the Bari Tov Vashem Garua is necessary only to beef up the Ubdana part, or also Tosfos thinks that that's also critical to weaken?
I would have thought that maybe that's only necessary to beef up the Tainus Valley, but the Tainus Shema.
But the Machlokas would be just on whether you need that extra element, but not what you need to undermine Cheskas Vav.
Right, that's
the other way to read it. I mean, you could have said that.
Right, you could have right. I definitely hear both directions, but I guess I'm not sure if I thought through.
Because you're bothered by this question, what power does Bari per se have when it's not Bari Tov Hashem Garua? So you're assuming that that's a Tosis gained out of the combination.
Right. So again, the question is, what is it about a Tainus Bari which allows Basin to be Motzi Miyad Muksav, if you don't assume like Tosos, so second day, etc. This is already two steps removed.
Even if you were assuming like Tosos, maybe you'll say this, stop me if you will, but the guy's Motzachas is weakened, but isn't it kind of just sitting there now with nobody Motzach? Why, even before the Zim tells us, why does the Bari get it to him now?
I think the way Tosfos expresses in Bava Kam is that his Shema Garua sort of gives more reliability to the Tovei's Tainus Bari.
If somebody has to be right, and since you're probably not, and some other guy is.
I mean, but you can ask the question.
You can ask about the evidential weight of a Tainus Bari just in a vacuum, meaning when a person's towing, is there, it just doesn't really matter so much, or no, maybe that's actually some sort of a chacha.
That's exactly where we're going right now. So this is already two steps removed. I think I heard Bashem of Shachter, said Bashem of Gorelick, that there's such a concept. Usually the way you look at a taina is that you go to Beis Din, you express a grievance, and Beis Din, I hear what you're saying, and based on that, they're going to investigate the issue. Are we going to, what rise are there one way or another? But the two indications that that's not true, that there's something more to a taina, are number one, that we say that ein nishbain al tainus katan. So if a taina would, in whatever context, be relevant to be mechayev shvua, so you wouldn't take a shvua on tainus katan. So if all a taina is a grievance that you're expressing to based in or doing whatever they're doing afterwards, so why can't the katan express a grievance? They have an issue, so they're asking based in to deal with it. But if you say that there's some sort of a chalos to a taina, and that there's a ne'emanus ha'taina, which is what pushing the issue, then you can say that ne'emanus ha'taina a katan doesn't have, but a gadol does have. That's one indication. And the second indication, I think, is that from the Lashon of the Rishonim, I didn't double check this, but the Lashon of the Rishonim in the Sugya Modim Mikzas, that of the Gemara, so they Taino Kfir Heim Boin, and the Lashon of Sermashma, that it's the Taina and the Kfir are both are part of the Mechayiv of the Shua. So, Lachor, it's only Shayach to say that a Taina can be Mechayiv a Shua if there's some sort of a Ne'manus or a Chalos that comes along with the Taina. The Taina is just, I'm just telling based in, you know, what my issue is. So why should that be a Mechayiv a Shua?
Yeshua?
Yeah.
The cut timing is a pasuk. First of all, I mean, the Mechol Tisharim, whether or not that's this Taina's cut timing is just an issue of Taina, or it's just that they can't create the structure which would give the ability to make a shua. But either way, it's based on the kasu creating ishua katan. So I don't know. I think it has to do with evidence that it's just not a nemanus issue. That if the katan comes in,
yes, I didn't. As soon as I didn't look into it as much as I should have. But I guess you could say that that's the pshat in the pasuk or something like that.
But I mean, you do have in the Gemara discusses chazaka inagot tovel elim kein yishlo.
Right.
That's usually brought in the context of a derbanan, but you can consider the issue on a deraisa level, sort of comes up in the Gemara later on, about is there a basis to be mechayev shvua just with the taina alone?
Right.
Do you need a pot there? Rashi sounds like he thinks that if anytime somebody's toveya, you need to have, the only reason that you're putting from shvua is because you have a migo. But otherwise, you would have said, if you didn't have some
right.
sort of contrary evidence, you would have said he has to be mechad. He has to go with the
right.
shul there. Tosos doesn't
right.
like that. Tosos thinks that doesn't make any sense. But
then that brings out the point. Also,
yeah. I'm saying that
yeah.
there you have. You see that on the deraisa level, even according to Rashi, it's like mm-hmm. really cold. Mm-hmm. Cold is a basis.
That's
your
gosh.
Those are
the two ways to read if they've on or tell them on the title. That's the gosh. His interpretation.
Right.
The Taina alone would be Mechayev Yehoshua, if not for the fact that Zaka can heck it.
Yeah.
But he interprets it in not being allowed to read Yehoshua.
Right. Well, there's two. Right.
There are two ways to raise it to read the Quran. Nothing with Einam Tavia Elam Kein Yishlocks.
No, I'm saying that according to Rashi, if you hold it,
Rashi from Bava Kamma,
yeah, Rashi from Bava Kamma, yeah, that the Taina is Mechayev, so then it just makes sense to say.
Right. So that's the 50% of Rishonim interpreted part of the Gemara that way.
Really? I thought
they all the Rishonim hold that.
They have the three different.
The legal after Yeshua Lamrina interpret the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is asking. But basically, you have also Taina Shtei Kasev. There are a lot of Gemaras that seem to imply that Taina is more than the tendency just for the framework of.
But do they imply
the about how much the Taina is as opposed to how much the, let's say, the Hodah? Because really, you could argue the Kfirah, for example, as long as Rav and Shmuel. Right. I mean, the real din Torah is around the discrepancy between what he's asking and what he's admitting. That might be true anyway, but those who think that the Taina still remains important as a chalos, you know, separate from the amount that they're actually think that it isn't just, you know, the opening up of the file in court, but that Taina is itself something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as that whole sugya of Tanina in general is really also the limits of Taninan or the expansion of Taninan has to do also with the extent to which a Dabar is, Tainus Bal Dabar is a fact. It's a lot of issues.
But does it prove it as a Bira, though?
What?
Does
it prove
it's
a Bira, but it should prove that it's not a Echitimsi.
Right.
Right.
It's part of the Mechaya
right.
of a case. Now, once that's true, then you can
yeah.
say that a better Taina is also. If you thought that a Taina was just something that brings people to court and maybe the case, then it doesn't have any formal, it's not part of formal, you know, factors, in, you know, per se. Once you say Taina is a Mechayev, whether it's in Shvua or in you know, Dine Taina, Tanina, Taina, Bar Yoy De'acher, things of that sort, then it seems clear that it's part of the formal part of the Din Torah. And once that's true, then a better Taina might be. The truth is that one of the perspectives. If the migu isn't midin biru, which is midin, what they call kawaka taina, that too has to do with the taina.
Right, right, right.
So,
right.
so I think it is a very important idea.
Yeah. Okay. So in terms of how that relates to our sugya, I'm not sure if Gorelick related to the sugya or someone else did, but so you could say that the machlokas in our sugi is, again, everyone agrees that the Taina Shema is Megareya from the Chazaka, so you don't have the full-fledged Cheskas Mammon, you only have a Chazaka Ikar Cheskas Kama, and the machlokas Amarayim is whether or not this Nemanus HaTaina is enough of a is a beer or is enough of a force to be motzi miyad the muksak. That's basically what we're trying to say. I think maybe based on this idea also that we have another answer to Tosus Kasha, which I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but again, it's the same. The same kasha that we opened up with, and Tos says there's a steer in sugya, so how can Rabbi Yehuda say over here, Bari Adif, but in Bava Kami he says, La Bari Adif. So Tos said it depends on Bari Tov and Bari Garua. So Tos asked the kasha on himself that our Gemara compares Halva, which is Rabbi Yehuda, to Pesach Pasuach. In Pesach Pasuach, the Isha has a Bari Garua. And Ish has a bari, has a Shema Tov, because she knows that he has no idea, and he has no reason to know when the Bia happened. So how can the Gemara say, okay, yeah, Rabbi Gamliel, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Bari Adif. But Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't even say Bari Adif, even Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say Bari Adif in the Mishnah, because it's a Bari Garua. So Tos basically says, Eino Chinami, and the Gemara could have said that, but it went in a different direction anyway. Just wondering, maybe you could have said that the two cases in Ksubas share a common element which the Gemara in Bava Kama doesn't, which the Hainu that the Gemara in Bava Kama is a case where there's Dror de Mamona, that there's a suffake, I think there's a suffake, there's an objective suffake, which there was a Negicha, so we're not sure if the Leda happened before or after the Negicha. So that's a suffix. But I think the pashtus in both of these cases in Ksubas, there are cases where there's no drar de mamona, which means that there's no objective suffix, but the suffix is just a function of the and generated from the tainus of the Bali din. So for sure, certainly in the case of the halva, so the two Bali din are coming and they're expressing their issue. So the suffix only is purely a function of their tainus. And I think the pashas in the Mishnah also, so the Baal and the Isha are coming to Basin. So the Basin are just working off of what they're saying. So I was wondering, maybe you could say that you could have this concept of Bari Vashem and Bari Adif, and that the Nemanus HaTaina could be enough to be Motzi Miyad HaMuksak. Maybe Medvarayam Amurim, when the entire Suffolk and Basin's whole approach to the case is purely a function of the Tainos of the Bali Din. So when there's no Drar de Mimona. So that would be true by Halva, and it would also be true in the case of Pesach Pasuach. But in the case in Bava, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda says Bari Adif over here, and that's why you could compare that to Ksuba, to Pesach Pasuach, because in each case it's shayach to say there's Nemana Satayim to be Motzi Mamon, because in both cases there's no Drar de Mimona, which means there's a suffix without. There's only the suffix is purely a function of the tainos of the Bali Din, but in Gemara and Bava Kama it's the case where there is Dror de Mamona, and the suffix based on the relating to the suffix, not entirely separate from, but at some level outside of the tainos of the Bali Din, they're relating to the suffix themselves, so maybe the Nemanus HaTaina wouldn't carry as much weight. But again, Tosus doesn't say that. So.
Doesn't seem like the opposite would make sense.
On the other hand, you could say the opposite, that the stronger the suffix, so the weaker the...
They have an objective suffix, but that many times it doesn't appear obvious who this is. So in that case, Bar Hashem also is not going to work, but if they're based in without their time, based just looking at the case, thinks there's no question here whose money this is, then Bar Hashem works. Why?
Right, I mean, you could go both ways. I mean, you could say that the stronger the suffix, so the more likely you'll be to... The more likely it would be to be Motzi Mamon, because the suffix is more objective, but the suffix is just purely a function of the tainus of the Bali Din, so then it's not so strong, so maybe I shouldn't.
Right.
Maybe it shouldn't be Motzi, right. But you could say that also, but maybe if you assume that the maybe the idea is that there's a Nemanus HaTaina if the nature of the suffix, I guess if you just look at the nature of the suffix and you say that Basin's whole picture of the case, they're basically working on the terms of the Bali Din. So on those terms, which are on that level, which is the level of Taina, so the one who's towing Bari has that Nemanasa Taina, so that would be just a stronger, that would serve as a beer in that case. But if the Beis Din are relating to the case in terms of the objective suffix, even though there are obviously their Tainos play a role, I mean they're coming to Beis Din, they're telling them what the issue is, but you know, Beis Din might have to resort to other means of other
sort of
Birurim.
I mean, the only difference between two cases, the same thing's happening in both cases, except in one case, there's actually less reason to assume that the B'Shema has Motzakas. I'm saying in that case, the B'Shema's going to win.
So I guess I'm arguing that based in the way based in will evaluate the case might be characterized by the nature of the suffix.
Meaning, you, I don't know if you said the words, but you mean like it's a stronger link, maybe that's the answer to the question, if you hold, like, we've shown him that Torah Nemamona means long time the same as suffix, but that's even. It doesn't have to be that way. You could say, in general, Torah Nemamona creates an objective suffix.
Uh-huh.
But especially if you go further, which many Rishonim would say, the long time the same as suffix, it doesn't, then the role of the Taina is lesser.
Mm-hmm.
By definition, as normally, yeah, but the Torah, especially describing it before, and we were adding a few other examples of it, because the Taina isn't just the Hechatimtzi, the Taina is the, you know, that's the first salvo and has a certain stature in the process itself, it's a Bechaya. So it's a competition of Tainas. But if you have a case of Dora de Mamona, so even if you didn't hold this way, you could say, oh, Dora de Mamona is an objective suffix, I think that makes sense also. But especially if you say that Dora de Mamona means Melot Tanaseme Suffix, then you're emphasizing that you don't need the Tainas are more superfluous. And you had this question before they came to court because of these circumstances themselves generate it. So it's harder to see it as the Din Torah itself as a competition of the Tainas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that way you could be more in your direction.
Right.
That the Tainas matter less because the Tainas here, we already anticipated them. They're not what brought us here. You know, we have that. Well, what can we, these people add? You know, you know, there's no chalos to the Tainas because they're already discernible and they're out there already.
Right.
So that might be that might make it even more. Whereas if you have other definitions, it's true, it's still an objective suffix, but who says that, you know, just because an objective suffix, that means the Tainas are less important, maybe that makes them more important.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
But if the point is that the normally suffix is generated by the Tainas, and here, maybe the Tainas are superfluous for that. So then,
yeah.
Maybe that direction works better.
Good, so that's in terms of Bari B'Shema. Now just in terms of how it relates to Rabbi Gamliel of Yeshua. So Rabbi Reis, I think, talked about this a little bit. But the Shmaisa asked Akasha and Rashi and Tosfos based on the Gemara, based on the way they explain the Gemara in Daf Ayin Heh and Ayin Vav. And just outline the Gemara there, the Mishnah has a case where Ish Makad Ish and Isha, and at some point they find mum in the Isha. So if the mum, again, happened before the Kiddushin as Mekaktos, if the mum developed after the Kiddushin, then it's not a Mekaktos. So what would the din be in that case? So the Mishnah says that if they become aware of the mum and she's still Bevesa Viha, then the Av has to bring a Raya to be Motzi. If the mum, you become aware of the mum after the Chuppah and she's Bevesa Baila, then the Baal has to bring a Raya to be Maksit, the Ksuba. So the Gemara says this whole case sounds very much like it should be relevant to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, because the Av and the Bas have going for them the Chezkas Aguf. And the Baal, meaning if the Chezkas, we assume that the Mum should happen the last possible moment, so it should happen, we should assume that it happened after the Kiddushin. And the Baal has the Chezkas Mamon, so the question is, which one is going to carry the day? So Rabbi Gamliel should say that the Baal should always have to bring the Raya, and Rabbi Yeshua should say that the Bas and the Av should always have to bring the Raya. First, the Gemara says that the Mishnah is just reflecting those two different shittos. But then there are two other opinions in the Gemara. Rava said that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that the governing klal is kan nimsu kan haya, and the way Rashi and Tosfos understand Rava is that Rava is trying to say that the Mishnah is all Liba Rav Ben Gamliel, and even though Rav Ben Gamliel holds that a cheskas of guf is going to outweigh a cheskas mamon, it depends on the case. If the mum or the suffek was nolad, it was birshus ha'av, then the cheskas of guf is not going to be enough to be moti mamon. But if it was nolad birshus ha'bal, then we shum kan nipsa kan haya, and the cheskas of guf is going to beat out the cheskas mamon. And see, look at Tosfos, they're trying to figure out how this all integrates with the sugya and dafya beis on the beis. And then the Gemara quotes Ravashi. The Ravashi is, the lashon of Ravashi is Resha Manul Abba Biyadcha, the Sefer Manuli Biyadcha. So Ravashi also, according to Rashi and Tosfos, is explaining the entire Mishnah, Aliba Dereb Megamliel. And in the Resha of the Mishnah, the reason why the Av, the reason why the cheskas aguf of the bas will not beat the cheskas mamon is because the cheskas aguf of the bas will not work for the av. So since in the resha the bas is brishus av and the ksuba is going to go to the av, not to the bas, in order for the av to be moti, you would have to access the cheskas aguf of the bas, and that you can't do. But in the sefer where the bas is already nifnas of brishus abal and she's the one who would be collecting the ksuba, so in that case, her own cheskas aguf is going to work for herself, and so that Rebbe Gamliel will say it will be motzi. But the nekuda that the Shmaisa and other Rishon emphasize that Rashi and Tosfos seem to be integrating this sugya. Everyone agrees at the beginning of the sugya that we try to bring in Rebbe Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, but Rashi and Tosfos say that the entire sugya is trying to say the Mishnah is Liba Rebbe Gamliel, and the kasha is Rishonim point out, and the Shmaisa points out that it's clear from the Gemara that from afterwards on 9 Vav that the context of the Mishnah is not only a case of Bari V'Shema. The context of the Mishnah is even if we would have a Shema V'Shema. Because the Gemara quotes a Brisa or a Mishnah, where if a Baal, if I sell a para to a Tabach, and the Tabach shecks the behemoth, he opens it up and he finds a machat in the Ovi Besa Kosos, so it's a trefa. So the question is, was it a trefa before the Mechir and it's a Mechaktos, or a trefa after the Mechir and it's not a Mechaktos? So the Gemara compares that case to the Mishnah, the Mumin Mishnah, the Mishnah by Mumin. And it's clear in that case, Shema V'Shema, neither the Tavach nor the Baal Bema have any idea when the Machat went into the Besa Kosos. So that's Shema V'Shema. So it's clear from the fact that we're applying that to our Mishnah, which seemed to imply that our Mishnah is also talking about a case of Shema V'Shema. And if that's true, then it has absolutely no connection to Rebbe Gamliel, because like the Gemara we quoted earlier in Daf Tezayin, that Ad Kan Lo Kamar Rebbe Gamliel, Elav Bari V'Shema, but if it be Bari U'Bari, then even Rebbe Gamliel will be moti that the cheskas aguf would not be moti miyad ha-muchzak. So how can Tosfos and Rashi connect Rebbe Gamliel with Ugi and Ayin Vav if Rebbe Gamliel sounds like he only says the cheskas aguf works b'tzirch the Bari V'Shema, whereas on Ayin Vav it's clear that the Gemara is talking about Shema V'Shema. It's clear from the Hemshech HaSugya. So I was thinking, just in terms of dealing with the Gemara and Daf Tezayin, and so I think the Masipta quotes the Shita Mukubetzes, who says this independently also, that the Lashon of Gemara is, again, Ad Kan L'Kamar Megamliel Lo Bari V'Shema, but Bari U'Bari, then he'll be moda that the cheskas Mamon, the Motzi Mechavir Olof Haraya. Maybe all the Gemara is trying to say is that Rebbe Gamliel is going to be moda to Rabbi Yeshua in the case of Bari U'Bari. But in the case of Shema V'Shema, maybe Rebbe Gamliel will be moda, won't be moda. Maybe even in the case of Shema V'Shema, the cheskas aguf will still outweigh the cheskas mamon. And just the thrust of the Gemara, the dogesh of the Gemara is just on the fact that Rebbe Gamliel will be moda in the case of Bari U'Bari. But maybe Shema V'Shema, Rebbe Gamliel would still say what he says. So that's in terms of just the text of the Gemara in Daf Tezayin, but we still have to answer is that what would the svara be? Because what it sounds like what the Gemara and Tassayin is saying is that, okay, so if you have a Bari U'Bari, so the Tainos are equal, so you have the Cheskas Mamon and the Cheskas Aguf, and the Cheskas Mamon beats the Cheskas Aguf. But in Lechura, you should say the same thing about Shema Veshema. The tens are equal, and all you're left with are the Chazakos, the Cheskas Mamon and the Cheskas Aguf, and the Cheskas Mamon should outweigh the Cheskas Aguf. So what will be the Sefer Lechalik? So I think, is that clear?
Lechaber.
What?
The Sefer Lechaber, in the two cities.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No, he also wants to be
between Bar Yabari
and
Shem
Shem.
So I think the answer emanates from the Tosfos on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. I think I'll just say it outside. But Tosfos is on the Divrei Maaskel Reisha Manal Abba Biyadcha, the second Tosfos on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So Tosfos is dealing, what exactly, we mentioned Ravashi before, what exactly is Ravashi saying? Ravashi. Ravashi again is trying to explain the Mishnah. Why is it that if the mum is nimza bevesa via, that the av has to bring a raya, but if it's nimza bevesa baal, then the baal has to bring a raya. So Ravashi says the resh is monal abba biyadcha. So what does Ravashi, what does that mean? Monal abba biyadcha. So Tosfos begins by saying that Ravashi means is that a bari can only work for yourself. So the pashas is that the father has absolutely no idea when the mum happened, and the bas does know when the mum developed. So basically you have the bari of the bas, but the bari of the bas can't work on behalf of the av. Bari al diachir doesn't work. So, but in the seifa where the bas is the one collecting the ksuba, so that's her own bari, she's collecting the ksuba, so that works. So then Tosfos says, okay, but we pass in, why are we so concerned about the bari? We pass in bari v'shema la bari adiv. So we say, no, this is Rav Gamliel, who says that bari v'shema with cheskas aguf is motzi miyad moksak. Then Tosfos rejects that for the very same reason that the Shmaisa, you know, gets into all these kashas on Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says it clear from the sugyas, that from the Hemshecha sugya, that the tainas bari is not really a relevant factor. From the fact that the Mishnah is compared to the case of Ninsa Machat Bein Ovi Beis HaKosos, so it's clear that the tainas bari is not going to be, that's the case of Shema V'Shem, it's clear that the tainas bari is not going to be a relevant factor. So who cares about the fact that the Tainus Bari of the Abbas won't work for the father? Forget the Bari. We don't care about the Tainus Bari. It's all about, it has nothing to do with Bari. It's Shema V'Shema. So that's not what Ravashi means. So what does Ravashi mean? So Ravashi means what we said before. It's again that the Chazaka, Manal Abba Biyadka, means that the Chazaka of the Bas doesn't work for the father. But in the Seifa, where the Bas is the one collecting the Ksuba, so her own Chazaka could work to be Motzi Miyad Muksak. So what's interesting is that there are two things that are changing between the Havamina and the Maskana. We'll call the Havamina and the Maskana of Tosfos. One is that it would seem to be that Tosfos is, in the end, whereas in the beginning Tosfos seems to clearly say that Rebbe Gamliel is only in the context of Bari B'Shema, and that's exactly what Rebbe Ashi is saying. But in the Maskana of Tosfos, it sounds like he's saying that Rebbe Gamliel would even say what he says in the case of Shema V'Shema, assuming they're maintaining the assumption that the Mishnah is a Liba Rebbe Gamliel, and that the Mishnah, as Tosfos himself, or the Dayak, is a case of Shema V'Shema. So clearly Rebbe Gamliel's Svara of Cheskas Aguf trumping Cheskas Mamon applies even in a case of Shema V'Shema. So that's one thing which changes between the Havamin and the Maskana. The second thing that changes is that whereas the Pashas is in the Havamina, in terms of the Cheskas Aguf factor, Tosfos was perfectly fine saying that the Cheskas Aguf of the Bas would work for the father. The only issue was that the Bari of the Bas wouldn't work for the father, but the Cheskas Aguf, we have no problem with that. But in the Maskana of Tosfos, apparently that is an issue, and that's exactly what Ravashi is saying. Ravashi is telling you that the Cheskas Aguf it only works for yourself. It doesn't work, well, someone else doesn't have the, you can't access someone else's Cheskas Aguf. So those two things which are changing, again, the Rebbe Gamliel would the Cheskas Aguf works even in the case of Shema V'Shema, number one, and number two, that the Cheskas Aguf can only work for the person, him or herself, and can't work for somebody else. I think both revolve around the same Nakuda, which is that there's a fundamental difference between a Cheskas Aguf, the nature of the Cheskas Aguf, and a nature of a Cheskas Mamon. But the nature of a Cheskas Mamon has to do with how the Gavra relates to their Mamon. So in such a case, so it's very relevant to say that my taina will be a relevant factor, whether I relate to my mamon in a definitive fashion or am I iffy about it? Is it a taina? Am I shami? No, am I entitled to the money? Am I not entitled to the money? So that's a very relevant factor when dealing with a cheskas mamon. But when it comes to cheskas aguf, apparently, from the fact that the the Av can't access to the Cheskas Guf of the Bas. But why not? It's very logical to say that you should. The Cheskas Guf is there. Why can't the father just say, look, the Bas is Cheskas Guf, it relates to me right now, so why can't I use that to be Motzi? So apparently, I think I've heard this Tosa explained this way, that apparently the Cheskas Guf doesn't work that way. Cheskas Guf, you can't access and use the Cheskas Guf as a tool to be Motzi or to do something. A cheskas aguf is that the bas is muksakas begufa. It's just something which is. It just stems from itself. So since the father can't use the cheskas aguf to be motzi, and the bas also is not using the cheskas aguf to be motzi, she's just, the cheskas aguf is there. It's sort of like a metzius which she has, which other people can't step into. So in such a case, it's not a question of, I'm not relating to this chazaka which is outside of me and trying to establish it. It's just something which is. The bas is muksakas begufa. So that yields two conclusions. It yields A, that the Av can't access it because that's not the nature of the chazaka, and B, that the taina shema is not going to be megareya from it because it's not the same type of chazaka. It's a chazaka which just is. The bas is muksakas begufa. In a case, when it comes to taina's, when it comes to a cheskas mamon, so the taina shema is going to be megareya from my chazaka and mamon because I'm relating to it in a very iffy way. But if the chazaka is not a question of how I relate to the chazaka, it's just it's a mitzvah. The cheskas aguf is the bas muksakas begufa, so her taina shema or the av's taina shema is going to be lo malav lo morid because it's not a function of how, you don't have to establish the cheskas aguf and you can't access the cheskas aguf either. So I think for both of those reasons, I think both of those reflect the difference between the cheskas aguf and the cheskas mamon, which is why, in a case, or isn't a case of Bari Ubari, where you have a full Cheskas Mamon, you have a full Cheskas Aguf, so there the Cheskas Mamon will trump the Cheskas Aguf. But where it's a Shema V'Shema, so it's not the same thing, because the Taina Shema is going to be a Reyes of the Cheskas Mamon, but it's not going to be a Reyes of the Cheskas Aguf. So the Taina Shema of the Cheskas Mamon will downgrade it to the Cheskas Marakama or something. And in that case, Rabbi Gamliel says the Cheskas Aguf trumps the Cheskas Marakama. And just as a side point, just some of the, I think we've shown them, maybe Achronim ask on Tosfos, that it's a very strange idea that they're saying here. Why? It seems to go against other places in Shas. You're going to say that the Av can't access the Cheskas Aguf of the Bas. So, but you have by Mikvah, you have a Cheskas Aguf that the Mikvah is going to be, theoretically the Mikvah, you can assume that the Mikvah is Malay. And that's not, I'm not the Mikvah. So I'm accessing, so to speak, the Cheskas Aguf of the Mikvah. So why can't the Av do the same thing for the Bas? So I was thinking maybe just a simple answer to answer that question is that the Cheskas Aguf, I mean, it doesn't make sense to talk about a Cheskas Aguf, let's say, of an animal or an inanimate object, in a vacuum. Say, the mikvah is muksak, so it doesn't have any, there's no dinim that come out of that. So Baal Karkach, that the part of the Hagdara of the Cheskas Aguf itself, of the mikvah or of the behemah, is that it relates to the bialim or relates to other people. So it's not that I'm accessing, there's a cheskas aguf there and I'm trying to use it for my own purposes. But part of what stems from the cheskas aguf itself of the mikvah or of the behemah is that it should be usable by other people because without that it has absolutely no significance. But in the case of the bas, so the cheskas aguf of the bas has a lot of significance for the bas herself. You didn't say that by definition. There's no reason to say that the cheskas aguf of the bas should by definition relate to the father. So the bas, so we don't say that. And al pi din, the way we would look at it is if the father is trying to use the cheskas aguf of the bas, then he's imposing himself on the cheskas aguf to be motzi. But in other cases where the only nafkamina is as the cheskas relates to people, so then you wouldn't look at it as though you're imposing yourself on the cheskas aguf, it's just that's part of the hagdara of the cheskas aguf itself. Then Rosenzweig pointed out to me that it could be that within that, maybe you could, it might depend on the case. Maybe there's certain types of chafatzim which actually do have independent significance, even without other people's, even without how it relates to other people per se. And the example that Rosoy quoted was from, just to illustrate that idea, that in the Ran in Sukkah, says that there's a din that you're not supposed to demolish your sukkah on the last day of Sukkot because for whatever reason. So many Rishonim say the reason is because maybe you're going to want to use it, but the Ran says because there's sort of like a chalos that there should be a sukkah in that's there over Sukkot. So that would be an example of a case where you have a sukkah is an inanimate object, but it has significance even outside of, you know, maybe how people would relate to it. So maybe there are different, you have to figure out how this would relate to different areas in where the Gemara applies Cheskas Hagut. Presumably it comes from Bais HaMenuga, so why Tos takes in this direction, I don't know. I don't know why it takes in this direction.
Just explain again exactly the chilik between the original question.
Mammon and so basically what comes down to is we're saying that the Taina Shem of Cheskas Mammon is going to be a Reosa,
right,
but the Taina Shem of Cheskas Hagut won't be a Reosa. And that's because the Cheskas Mammon, since that's a function of how I relate to the Mammon, so if I relate to it B'Shema, Derech Shema, so then that would be a Chisaron. But if the Cheskas Hagut is not a function of how I'm relating to the Cheskas Hagut, but the Bas and Hagut are one, and Cheskas Hagut is sort of emanates from the Bas, so she doesn't have to establish that. So maybe regardless of whether she is Toin Shema or Toin Bari, it's sort of mufka from Tainos.
So the chilek is not between Bari versus Shema, it's really about whether the chazak is a chazak of
exactly.
I thought it was more whether or not the Shema undermines the chazak of the Mammon.
I think the same thing. I mean, the Shema undermines the chazak of the Mammon, but not for the Cheskas Hagut.
Yeah, because it's not a chazak of the Mammon.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's a basic idea.
That would be equivalent to like the Taina about what she says about her goof. I mean, that's a separate here dumb.
No, because he's trying to explain the other side. He's trying to get a more complicated.
Right,
I think the problem is he's trying to explain the difference between Bari and Bari and Shema and Shema, because both are not Bari and Shema, right?
Right.
So now you are both asking, but you just said that by saying, you say it much simply, but it's what you said earlier, which is that anytime you have Shema, you don't have Cheskas Hagut, you don't have Cheskas Mammon, or
right.
It's a Reis on Cheskas Mammon.
Right.
Well, the reason he's making it more complicated is because he's trying to answer, you're telling me if I'm wrong about this, a different question. That is, good, that explains the second half, the two seifas, and the fact that there's no discrepancy, Bari Bari and Shema Shema, in the level, but it doesn't explain the other question, which is, fine, why isn't, if Shema undermines Cheskas Mammon, why doesn't it equally undermine the Cheskas Hagut, which is the charge of the victory here?
Right.
So that's what he's trying to explain.
Well, that part doesn't bother me either. That seems clear because you're saying there's no, it's the Cheskas Mammon, but if I'm claiming what you said, but the part I get confused about is where you try to connect that also to the question about Av
there
you start talking about emanating from itself and all that.
Cheskas Hagut works differently than Cheskas Mammon.
I know, but I'm not sure. I just didn't so fully catch.
So you have to revise your question. So you're not
I didn't ask David's question.
I'll have to think
about
how
that. It's a complicated question because I have a whole history connected with it. When you can.
I'm just the connection between these two.
I'm not sure if I could say it clearer than what I said. I'll try and think if I can formulate it a little bit clearer a little bit later. But it's not. It's a little bit of a subtle concept, but hopefully it makes sense.
You wouldn't think that. You would think that there would be less of a problem. In the equivalent of the father invoking the daughter's chazaka, if it was like a dilemmatis question, is that right? If it would be equivalent to Motzim Echavel Avaraya, you don't think that it's Valdavra would matter.
Right, I think so.
Because you think that Cheskas Hagut is very much, it's not so much about reconstructing what happened, but it is. about the fact that those discs. That's what you described.
Yeah, I think.
I think
yeah.
Other ways maybe the same.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. I think so. and just something which I think adds another dimension to the sugya, just to speak out, we mentioned Ramosha's tshuva before. So Ramosha is responding to something Rav Shach asked him. Rav Shach asked him, if you assume, which well, many Rishonim assume, which is against what we just said, that Rav Gamliel is only going to say the Cheskas HaGuf works if it's in conjunction with the Bari V'Shema. So how does that work exactly? The Bari V'Shema is not good enough by itself. Cheskas HaGuf is not good enough by itself. But if you put the two together, then it's going to be Motzi Mamon. Why should that be? What's connecting them? Why should they go together to allow Beis to be Motzi Mamon? So Moshe's Mahalach in general is that Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif, basically everyone agrees to that underlying principle. Bari is Adif than Shema, but it's not that Bari is a Biror, but that Bari is there's some sort of an Adifus. The Tainas Bari has over a Tainas Shema. So B'med Dvarim Amurim, when can you act on that? When everything is equal, when all things are equal, and based on all they have is a Tainas Bari and a Tainas Shema, so Bari is better, so you go with a Tainas Bari. When do you get into, well, what's the machlokas, bari v'shema, bari adif, la bari adif? The problem is there, if you say la bari adif, it's not equal. You have the cheskas mamon going against the tainus bari. So all things are not equal, so you say la bari adif. The man damer holds bari adif, says that the tainus shema, as we said before, Moshe said, that the tainus shema takes away the chazaka entirely. Not like what we said before, that it just takes it down to cheskas marakama. But according to the man who holds Bari V'Shema and Bari Adif, the Tanya Shema wipes away the Chazak entirely, and you're just left with the Bari and a Shema, and the Bari is better than the Shema. So that's what he says is going on in Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is working with he's just leveling the playing field. Cheskas Aguf on one hand, and the Cheskas Mom on the other hand, the two cancel each other out, and you're left with the Bari V'Shema. So the Bari can beat the Shema. Then Rav Moshe asks, wait a second, why should the Cheskas Mamon be neutralized by the Cheskas Aguf? The Cheskas Mamon is better than the Cheskas Aguf, we assume. So it shouldn't be, still shouldn't be equal. The Cheskas Mamon is up here and Cheskas Aguf is down here. So so we would have said, and it could be that he, at one point he says the same thing, that the Taina Shema itself is, you know, brings down the Cheskas Mamon a notch, and that allows for the Cheskas Aguf to neutralize the Cheskas Mamon. But he says, like, even if that's not true in general, it could be based on the Tosas Rid in the Sugya that Zbedavka here, in our case, he would say such a thing. Because, let's say, in a regular case, let's say, Ahova, so the status quo is that the Muchzak has the money, he doesn't have to pay. So, he doesn't have to actively maintain that Muchzak owes. But since the status quo is that, you know, he doesn't have to pay, so. That's it. He doesn't have to pay. He's muksak in that moment. But in Nar Sugya, where there's a shibud, that the ksuba, that the baal has to be in his chayvus to pay the ksuba, so the status quo is that the baal does have to pay. So in such a case, the baal has, in order to maintain or to say that he's a muksak, he has to actively maintain that muksak hos. Because the status quo is that he does have to pay. So if he's Taina Shema, so then he's not actively maintaining that Muksak Hos. So Mimela, it gets put down. And that's why in Narsugya Vedavka, the Cheskas Aguf can neutralize the Cheskas Mamon, and you're left with the Bari V'Shema, Bari Adif. And that's Rav Moshe's Mahalach in the Sugya. And I think just think that Tosas Rid that he's invoking that says that the Sugya is different because of the Ksuba. Because there's already his chayvus that the muksak has to pay the suva, I think it's just an important point to keep in mind in the sugya. Just
as a shtar in particular, as a scheme in general.
I don't think he says. I don't know. So we'll close with just a couple of ha'aras in the rush. In Simen Yudches, So we've been talking about Bari Vashem and Bari Adif in the context of Mamonos, but what about in the context of Isra Beheter? So the question is, the Isha, the Baal comes to Basin, he has a suffix, so we would say, let's say in a regular case, let's say it's an Isha B'chusmi Bas Gimel, that you have a Sveikah D'Araisa, so you go to Chumrah, based on Shavi and Nav Sheikh Hatika Di Yisura. But let's say you have the case that our Mishnah has, that the Isha comes, and she says that, look, it was an Onas, and it wasn't Baratzom. So if the Isha is right, then even in the case of Chusmi Bas Gimel, then she would be Mars of the Baal, because the fact that she was, there was an Onas doesn't ask her to the Baal, only if it would be Baratzom. So the question is, does the Isha have the Ne'manus to say that she's Mutaris to the Baal in this identical case of the Mishnah? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that she does have Ne'manus, because look, the Baal is a Shema. He says Pesach Pesach. He doesn't know if, was it Baratzon? Was it Ba'ones? It's a different question than we were asking before. Before, the question was whether the Bia was before or after the Kiddushin. In the context of this of Ahetra, the question is whether the Bia was Ba'ones or the Bia was Baratzon. So he comes to Basin and he says, Pesach Pesuach, I have no idea if the Bia was Ba'ones or Baratzon. The Isha says, I know, it was Ba'ones. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, look, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, so the Isha has Ne'manus, so she's Mutaris to him. The Rosh, in the beginning, takes issue, strong issue with this Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says that, first of all, I'm not going to get to the whole Rosh, but first of all, this opening argument is that, what do you mean, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif? We pass in Bari Veshema, Lav Bari Adif. What kind of an argument is that? And not only that, we passing lav bari adif even if it's a bari tov. Kol shekein here where it's a bari garua. So that's the Rosh's opening argument against the Rabbeinu Yonah. So just one point regarding the Rashita of Rabbeinu Yonah, and another point regarding the Rashita of the Rosh. The Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Isha has ne'manus to say that she's mutaris of Baila. But Lechori, you should have said that this is Davrish Be'erva. Whether or not she's Muteris Kabal is Davrish Be'erva, and you should say in Davrish Be'erva Pelkos Mishnayim. So why should she have Ne'manus? You should need Eidos. So, assuming that in Davrish Be'erva Pelkos Mishnayim applies whether or not there's a Cheskas Isser. So you should need, so even though here there's no Cheskas Isser that the Isha had, you should still say that you should require Edom to be Mavara, that the Bia was Ba'ones and not Baratzon.
This is not obvious that this would be Bechalda Re'erva.
Right.
Tosos gives a very narrow definition of Re'erva, but others try to give it more broadly, but there are other cases also that,
Okay, I guess I'll have to look into those other cases. Yeah, but I'm basically going to say that it's not a case of Re'erva, but there are...
Tosos in Gid.
I thought that this. I thought that was a question whether or not you say when you fit the lois chazik isura, do you still say to davish?
No, he does is raising independently. He just defines davish. Anything to do with the ma'asek kedushin, gerushin.
It doesn't apply
maybe
to other things. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Is it then sold to a bailo or mafir?
Yeah.
So this would be that case. And the shaila is whether she's a terrorist or a bomb. I think that maybe one direction you can go here is that Rav Elchanan Gittin, in the beginning of Gittin, quotes the Shmaisa, who I think himself holds that Ein Davish Be'erva Pelkos Mishnayim applies regardless of whether it was his Chazik Yisura before. So he quotes the Chuvas,
the
Rashba. The Rashba. So he quotes the Chuvas Maimoni, who basically has the following case where Reuven asks Shimon to Mekadesh, be a Shliach, to Mekadesh and Isha for him, so he goes, and he gets Edom, so he gives her, about to give her the Tabas, he says, Ariat Mekudeshes, and instead of saying Reuven, he says, or Tabasu, instead of saying to Reuven, he says the word Li. So he asks him, what's going on? I thought you were the Shliach for Reuven. So he says, totally messed up. He had in mind Reuven the entire time, but he messed up, that's understandable. So he said the word Li instead. So I think the Paskins that the Isha does not need a get for Shimon, because, and the way I think the Shmaisa explains that is that even if you say in general, Davashir Bakhtamishnaim, Hegad Lois Chazik Isura here, where the edus of the Isha, and then in the case of Kiddushin, where the edus of Shimon is that there were never b'chlal shayla of davar shebe'erba in this case, because I never had in mind to be mekadesh the Isha to me. So there you would say that doesn't, you don't apply the rule in davar shebe'erba kochus mishnayim. That's the way the Shmaisa explains that over there. So I think here also it's a similar case in the sense that the Isha is saying that, you know, there was never a shayla of davar shebe'erba. You only say davar shebe'erba when you're either maturing an Eishas Ish, or in case of Nida, where even though there's no chazkas sister because she's going to stop seeing at some point, but there was a davar shebe'erba, which you're going to. So there, you need, unless without the gzeiras hakasa of the safarla, there you still need the edus of the davar. There you still need edus for a davar shebe'erba. But when the edus is that there was never b'chlal a case of davar shebe'erba to begin with, so then maybe. So then the Shmaisa says that you don't have that doesn't you don't go with the rules of Indava Shereva Pox Mishnai.
But if you did think that there was Indava Shereva Pox Mishnai here, so what would it then have been? Safek?
That's
Safek. You don't have Ades either way.
You say the rest of the Klumer, I guess.
You're saying
Safek.
Right,
I mean, that's
the
rest of the
Klumer. Safek, this doesn't remove us from the Gezer Safek because
right.
We don't have to do it.
Right. I think that's what the Rush says before. Now just the horror on the Rush, possibly that the Rush's first argument against Rabbeinu Yonah is how can you say that the Isha is Nemus, that she's Muteris to the Baal, because she's a Bari and the Baal is a Shema. Bari v'Shema, Bari, we pass on the Bari v'Shema, Lav Bari Adif. So I think it's a difficult, that argument, the argument of the Rush, I think is a little bit difficult, because the Gemara in Bava Kama, Kukir Chas Amit Aleph, says even if you paskin Bari v'Shema, Lav Bari Adif, there's still a chiyuv latzis yidei shemayim, and that sounds like it's a real chiyuv that that the town, someone who's towing shema has to pay the toveya. So, and what l'chura what that means is that even though Beis Din can't be motzi bama based on bari v'shema because he's a muksak and and Beis Din has to abide by the rules of muksakos, but when it comes down to it, subjectively the nitba who's only a shema has to relate to the bari of the toveya, because Maisa, I don't know, I should know, I don't know, and he does know, and I can't just ignore that, so I have to, and that even his bari has a place within my sort of worldview. So why not say the same thing over here? Even if we were paskin, like the Rush is saying, bari v'shem lav bari adif, but there still is a chiyuv, even dandin mamonos, there's a chiyuv to be yotzei de shemayim. So even in dandin mamonos. And l'chura, that should be very relevant in this case, especially since we're dealing with shavei nafshi chatika di isura. Anyway, so the whole nature of the isur is subjective, and so we should set the baal, who's not sure about the case, he doesn't know if it's baratzin or ba'onis, so he should have to relate to the bari of the isha, who does know that it was not baratzin, that the bia was ba'onis. So why do we say, why shouldn't he have to relate to her bari, and she should have ne'emanus. No, bari v'shem alav bari adif, the Rush should not be relevant here, because even if you pass in that way, there's still a chiyuv latzeis yidei shemayim, which I think should have ramifications here in Isra v'heter as well. So that's the kasha, and I think that maybe nothing crazy, just an easy answer to the question is that the case in Bava Kama, so it's talking about the classical case of Bari V'Shema, like I'm Toveya money from you. I say that you lent me, I lent you money. So your Shema, so your Shema, what's your Shema? What's the Nitva's time? The Shema is, look, maybe I did borrow money from you, maybe I didn't borrow money from you, I'm not sure. But then within, contained within that Shema is a mixus hoda to the Toveya, because I am relating to the possibility that maybe I did borrow from you, so maybe I owe that money. But in the case in Pesach Pasuach, you don't have that. All the Baal's doing is coming to Beis Din, and he's saying that Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, he's stating this fact in Beis Din, and the Isha is saying that, okay, he's not saying anything about whether it was Ba'onis or Baratzon. He's just saying Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and the Isha comes and says that, okay, I'm telling you that it's Ba'onis. So there was no mixas hoda from the Baal that the Isha was the Bia was Ba'onis. Could very well be that, as far as he's concerned, he's sure that the Bia was Baratzon. He can't prove it. In his mind, he's for sure about that. But his Taina, but that's totally separate from what his Taina is saying. All he's saying is that the Pesach Pesach Matzasi, there's a suffix here. and there's nothing contained within that which relates to the Isha's bari of that it was ba'ones. There's no mitzvah hoda, but in the case of the halba, so the nitba is saying, look, it could be you're right. Could be that I borrowed mine from you. It could be you're not right. So by definition, the taina shema in the case of halva, in the case of zeila, etc., there's a mitzvah hoda to the toveya. But in the case of in ksuvas, I'm not relating to her. Whether or not pesach pasuach matzasi, pesach pasuach doesn't relate to definitionally to whether or not the bio is bonus or the bio is baratzon. It has nothing to do with that. It's just stating a fact. There's no mitzvah hoda to the fact that it was to the bari of the isha. Okay, so that's Chavura, on to the Iker. Just a short Vart on the Sedra. That what's interesting is that in Truma, so Rashi says that Parshas Truma is a kapar v'cheta egel. Sorry, not Parshas Truma, the Mishkan is a kapar v'cheta egel. So what that leads you to say is that Parshas Truma is out of order because cheta egel happened Parshas Kisisa. So it's out of order. So what's going on? Why is it out of order? So you should follow chronological order. So it's following. Rashi says, so since we have a klal in Chumash, ein muktam mukhar batorah, so you know, we shouldn't necessarily be bothered by that. Still, the question is, why should it be, why should Kadosh Baruch Hu decide to arrange the Torah that way? It could be fine, that's a rule, but it doesn't. What's the reason behind it? So there is a medrash that... I don't know, I think it might be a well-known medrash, I'm not really sure, but Rabbi Yaakov quotes it here in Parshas Truma. It says, "Benoeg sheba olam, normally, adam lokeach chavetz min hashuk, shem yachol liknos bailav." You buy a diamond from the store, so you don't buy the seller along with it. He doesn't come home with you. "Aval kadosh baruch hu nasan Torah liYisrael." Hashem gave us the Torah. "V'omer lehem, v'yachol liyatem lochin." It's as though you're acquiring Kadosh Baruch Hu. Havei vikhu li truma. So that's the pshat. Vikhu li truma, that we're attaining Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're acquiring Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe the answer to that question, why is the Torah juxtaposing truma, Parshas Truma, to Mishpatim in Yisrael, is because it's not as though that Kadosh Baruch Hu's decision to be... It's not as though that Matan Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision to be Mashar Shechinah Sova Taktonim are two isolated events. But really that one is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision to be Mashar Shechinah Sova Taktonim is a sort of a response to Matan Torah. And even though, again, Rashi says that, you know, it wouldn't, after Matan Torah, maybe it wouldn't have come in the form of the Mishkan, but the general idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mashar Shechinah Sova Taktonim, presumably, even without Cheta Ego, that would have happened. May not have happened in the form of the Mishkan, but it would have happened regardless. So that idea, and that what why the idea behind the Sinyan Mishkan, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is being Mashar Shekhinah, so is so to speak, a response to Matan Torah. So that's one thing. And so I was thinking maybe, you know, the question is when the Medrash says Kiviyachol Liatem Lokchim. So how exactly is that manifest? What's the kiviyachol liyat hamlokim? How are we acquiring Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the pashas is, like we said before, that the fact that Hashem, we're building a mishkan for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem is coming into the world, into Olam Hazeh, so that in that manner we're acquiring Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I was thinking maybe you can say a little bit differently, and that those very same words of Bikhuli Truma that Medrash is picking up on, Rashi says something else. Rashi says the Bikhuli Truma is Li Lishmi, that the Truma and presumably the Binyan Mishkan also should be Lishmi and Lishim Hashem. So it's not really, so in general, when you say, talk about Lishma, so it's not so pasha to be Bechlal in the category of people who can do something Lishma, say like a Nokri. By Gittin Kiddushin, so according to Chaim, understands, for example, he's Mufka from Lishma. You have to be sort of in the Parsha in order to for there to be a chalos lishma. So maybe I was thinking that maybe that the kiviyachol liatem lokhim is manifest in that now we're, so to speak, we're betoras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're in the parsha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do something lishma, lishim Hashem, so there's a chalos to that, we could. And that now it's shayach to say that there's a binyan hamishkan li lishmi. And that, again, that's the pshat in kiviyachol liatem lokhim, that we are gaining that. We're in the parsha and Torah, we're b'Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we could do something l'shem Hashem. I think maybe the practical application to this would be so that we all may and should have very high and grand aspirations that in terms of imbuing l'shem Hashem in the world. And I think that ultimately, Mirtz Hashem, the success that we're going to have in that regard is rooted in the Talmud Torah and the learning that we've done during these years, and Mirtz Hashem years to come as well. So just on that note, just in terms of my expression of Bakar Satov, first to again the Hanhala, Rabbi Chalak, Rabbi Reese and Roy Penner for establishing, or in terms of just establishing the Kollel, as well as all the efforts that are made to maintain the Kollel and make sure that it's everyone gets the most out of it. And Rabbi Willig, whose availability for shilos and advice is would seems to be an indispensable element to the yeshiva and many, many people's experience in the yeshiva. And to Rav Rosenzweig, who's I would say just the combination of his encouragement and also scrutiny I found to be very helpful, that the notion and the encouragement that, you know, I can say something which is worthwhile, and that there is a place in learning for being, say, bold, so to speak, but at the same time, it has to be balanced with a sense of achrayus in your learning. You can't just, you know, say whatever you want. Everything has to be scrutinized and put to the test, and you have to familiarize yourself with the topics and spell out all of the assumptions. That balance I found the encouragement and this notion I found very very helpful in my development and particularly in learning. Of course, in the Karsa Tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I think that these years in general in the call have been very very critical in my development and learning, as well as general personal growth, and I'll always be grateful for these years. Thank you very much.
Next week is Purim, right?
Yeah.
The Purim Thursday? For you people
no,
here?
No, that's 2 weeks.
Outside of Yerushalayim?
It's a rush question.
It's not going to be here anyway, but it is. I'll be in Yerushalayim.
Oh, that's